Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's poppin', my nigga? It's PSA motherfucking podcast. You know what it is already, man. RBE, ARP, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Part 5, my niggas. Go support the fucking pay-per-view, my niggas. It's $35. It's not gonna hurt you niggas to, you know, come out your pocket. Buy your niggas sick lean. Do all kind of fucking drugs. You buy a treat. Go ahead and buy the $35 for this event, man. This was some good battles on here, my niggas. I'm not gonna front, man. These were some good-ass battles, man. I gotta keep it tall before I even get into this battle. My niggas, I've watched JC and Big K at least 5 times. Not gonna hold you, my niggas. Not gonna hold you. Let's just go into the battles, man. I'm gonna go to the battle that I watched. I probably didn't watch one battle that I didn't watch, and that was probably the undercard part of Self on that, fellas. We're gonna go straight into Jay Murda and Floss the Boss. Now, I wanna say I gave Jay Murda this the win overall 2-1. Floss the Boss first round was alright. He was cracking on himself about his missing tooth, like DNA. Jay Murda does what Jay Murda does. Jay Murda, the only thing with you, my nigga, you was rhyming too fast, my nigga. Like, way too fast sometimes for my liking. You know what I'm saying? I gave you the win. I wouldn't say it was a big victory for you. You had shit here and there. You was alright. I gave Jay Murda the first. I want to say I gave Floss the second and gave Jay Murda the third round. Overall, it was a high battle. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. We're going to go to Swage 7, Heavy Half. Now, talk about two tall-ass niggas. I mean, Swage 7 couldn't really talk down to Heavy Half just because of his size and stature. And he could look Sway directly in the eyes and spit his shit. I want to say first round, Sway sets it off. Sway had a decent first round. It was decent. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't too crazy, but it was decent. The real-to-real, let's recognize line was dope. The Bruce Wayne line was dope. Like I said, he had a solid first round. Heavy Half, the Benihana line, the custom made, Suede line was nice. So one thing about Heavy Half that I've noticed though throughout this battle, his energy is real good. You know what I'm saying? So round one to me is kind of debatable. Round two, Suede comes out with the Aaron Hernandez line. That was fire. The Money Bags line was solid. The Kermit cup of tea was cool. Heavy Half second round, the Mac sound different with the air holes in it like Beanie Siegel, nigga. That shit shook the room. That line was fire. The Ghost Dog line was dope. I thought Heavy Half actually took control of the second round. Like, his second round was better than his first round. You know what I mean? And Sway, my nigga, as an OG, all I ask, my nigga, you gotta show niggas respect when they rhyming, my nigga. You and Jay Murda have a tendency. I mean, Jay Murda was bad in Floss the Boss, and this nigga's pulling out toys that he got from McDonald's and spinning that shit around. Like, just give niggas their respect. And I'm not saying Team Hobby does this a lot, but sometimes when you niggas battle, just give the niggas respect. You ain't got to yawn and act like the nigga's spitting garbage, because it ain't like the shit you spit was extra fire. Let's just keep it tall. The Buns and Belly line was cool. I gave Heavy the second round, man. I gave Heavy Half the second round. Third round, Sway, hustling backwards line was cool. Sway had a couple of stumbles here and there. The Black Friday line was cool. Sway, third round was straight. Heavy Half, third round, he went into a story about his man saved his life. I like that whole angle he was doing there. This is a close battle, but on first watch, I would have to edge Heavy Half 2-1. You know what I'm saying? That's not taking nothing from Sway, but the Sway that battled Tick the Demon, I appreciated more than this battle Heavy has. 40 bars against QP Quantum Physics. Now, listen, all of us battle rap nerds know that when it comes to pen game or reading a nigga's composition book and reading the rhymes that they write, Quantum Physics is at the top of the branch. Him, Chilla Jones, Loaded Lux, JC, like these niggas' pen game is fucking fire. Like the shit they write is fucking crazy. QP and 40 obviously have history together. You know what I'm saying? QP sets it off this first round, the pussy blood, hysterectomy line. That was cool. Man, like I said, man, this nigga QP pen game is so fucking sick. He's like so much over the head bars that he spits. And I'm wondering when I'm watching him throughout the battle, like, we appreciate what he brings to the table because of his pen game. But I don't ever think Quantum Physics could actually ever win a battle in the room because he's saying so much over the head shit. And you know, it's dope. And I'm not asking him to dumb it down. But then again, I'm asking him to dumb it down. For the niggas in the room, because when you watch it on camera battle rapper, a lot of shit you're going to catch on cam. So I don't think you could ever leave the building saying, yo, QP won or lost, because it's so hard sometimes to decipher the shit he says in the room. Now, as you watch the pay-per-view, you know what I'm saying? It's a different story. 40 bars first round. She had a mean rebuttal. The witness kingdom hall line was cool. The casino cash line was cool. The prisoner of his bars, the Clinton line, I was dope. You know what I'm saying? I would give 40 bars the first round. I'm not saying she was way iller than Quantum Physics, but I didn't like how QP finished his first round and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? So I would edge 40 bars the first round. Quantum Physics second round. The hangman line that he had was fucking fire. Like, Av had a hangman line that was dope, but I actually like Quantum Physics' hangman line. That shit was fire, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? We like QP because of his pen game, man. It's just fire. 42nd round now. The Cardi B line was fire. The Don Q line was fire. Oh, 40 was all game, man. I'm not going to front, man. You know what I'm saying? She has some dope shit. I would probably edge, I want to say 40 probably in the second round, man. Overall, just to keep it real with this battle was straight. The third round now, Quantum Physics, you know, he brought in clean paper to the battle, and clean got in there and started getting that 40 bars. Are y'all feeling that in battle rap when a nigga's battling somebody and they bring their mans in them to battle the nigga, like when Sway battled Tink, how he brought Saga out? Like, are we feeling that though, my nigga? Like, I wouldn't feel that if I was a battle rapper. I'd be like, man, my nigga, fall the fuck back, my nigga. Like, this ain't got, you know what I'm saying? That's just me though. I ain't really too keen on your mans and them coming into the battle to try to rap and shit. I'm just not fucking with that. So overall, for me, for the feel of that battle, I would actually give it to 40 bars. You know what I'm saying? Now, let's go into Ol' Red and Show Off, man. Show Off, nigga. Ol' Red sets this shit off, man. And he went... No. Part himself. Let me get it right. Pardon me. Show Off sets it off. And Show goes into a story how he was chilling with Jersey niggas and, you know, smoking bud, the standing third, and, you know, the Shug Arsenal, J400, and sue the feds, you know, sue search, sue the feds, sue the feds, sue the feds. That was cool. Show did get that surf. He said Red and his homies, you know, if it was him and his homies would have been put up Red for surf. But, Show, newsflash, my nigga, real quick, if you don't know, Sue Surf has no bail, my nigga. And you're going to ask me how I know this, right? Well, I know this because I actually wrote Sue Surf since he's been incarcerated. I actually wrote him, and he wrote me back a couple just yesterday. I got back a letter from Surf, and you can check my Abby. It's actually on my Abby. This shit Surf wrote me. The Snake Eyes line was cool. Show. You kill Factor. You still Excalibur, all right, King Arthur. I guess this will be the battle of the night. That whole angle was cool. What I noticed in the first round, man, usually the crowd is fucking with Show Off, hard body, but the crowd was real quiet when Show was rhyming, my niggas. The wrist index single line was cold. Kind of reminded me when Heartless was battling, was it Calico, I think it was, on Grind Time? And he did the fucking wrist, elbow shit. That was cool. So Show Off first round was thing with Show Off for me, Show, I fucks with you, my nigga, but sometimes you be going into these stories, my nigga, and it's like, bro, this is not the time to be going to stories, bro. Like, just go attack your opponent. And sometimes I notice with Show is the first 20 to 25 seconds of his rounds are kind of like he warming up till he gets the way he wants to go. And it's like, my nigga, let's get it already. You know what I'm saying? Round one, old Red straight winning. He went straight into his rah-ah-nah-five-rah-glass shit that he did when he battled A-Verb. But the crowd was fucking with it. And I thought that was a smart move because Red has caused so much flack for that shit throughout the years that he actually poked fun at himself. You know what I mean? The whole sneakers line was fire. Red said when Boom gets out, he wants to battle Adi Boom, free Adi Boom. Yo, Red was snapping, man. He was snapping on his first round, my nigga. The halftime show line was cool. The Movado watch line was fire. It just felt like in his first round, old Red outclassed Show in his first round, my guys. That's just how I feel. I got old Red clearly taking round one. You know what I mean? Show up second round, the Pelican foul line was cool. Talk about Red's son school. Talk about Red's son being in school, which really didn't land to me. But then Show kind of picked it up throughout the round and shit. He kind of picked it up a little bit, you know. Show be spitting. You know, the thing with Show Off, man, he be spitting that real street shit that the hood niggas and the jail niggas could feel, and the niggas that's been through some real hood shit they could feel. But does it? Does this bang out bars? And I say, but you know, niggas bang out. Like, do they correlate to battle rap rhymes sometimes? I did like how he was saying he was on URL crying. This is RBE, ain't no crying, nigga. And ARP actually was stealing that shit. He kind of got out of pocket a little bit, though. But shout out to ARP, though. He was feeling that line, though. He even apologized. He was like, yo, I was on my ARP shit. But hey, if I'm a league owner, you showing me love throughout your rounds, shit, I'm going to big them shits up, too. You know what I mean? Round two. Well, Show's second round was cool. It was straight. O-Red's second round, the High Noon Showdown, that shit was fire. Man, one thing about Red, man, this nigga loves bringing back his bars and giving us the actual meaning of that shit. Now, here's what Red, O-Red, what's going on with you when he's choking, my nigga? You kind of choked against Av. You choke now against Show Off a little bit, B. Like, you know, like he's not saying, he's basically forgetting his rhymes, man. You know? But the ill thing about this is, again, I'm like, all right, in my head, all right, Show already got this round because this nigga's already choking. But after the choke, I just felt, old Red just went in, my niggas. He kept rhyming after that shit, and he didn't lose a step after him forgetting his rhymes and shit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I got to keep it tall. Like, the nigga forgot his rounds and got back into it. I mean, the Carl Thomas emotional line was fire. Can't handle that thunder. The Billy Donovan, but Billy Donovan, that shit was all fucking cracked to me. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep it tall, man. Even with a choke, yes, he choked, y'all. But when he got back into his rhymes, to me, it still was a little bit better than the shit Show Off was saying in that second round. Third round, Show Off talked about Old Red was his favorite battle rapper at one time. The Five Onions line was hard. Show's third round was straight. It was straight. That was probably his best round for him. But then we go into Old Red's third round, my niggas. Listen, I'm not the biggest Ole Red fan, and I got to keep it tall. This was the best round of the fucking battle, my niggas. Like, remember I told you niggas this. If you not watch that pay-per-view, and if you don't want to support, which you should support, $35 and support Blood, Sweat, and Tears, but if you go watch Ole Red's third round against Show Off, damn near flawless, my nigga. The first words out of Ole Red's mouth was, when we signed this, because, you know, Show Off talks about he's not the no contract killer. He wears a shirt sometimes. He's the no contract killer. And Ole Red basically tried to pull this nigga's card, like, all right, bro. You know, if you're the no contract killer, we're going to talk to ARP about this right quick. And when Ole Red turned to this nigga ARP and said, let's have talk with the man that's behind this shit, it looked like ARP was sweating bullets a little bit, like, all right, Ole Red, where you going with this, my nigga? Where do you plan on going with this? Shit, Red asked ARP, you sent me a contract, right? That whole angle about Ole Red was fucking dope. Fire. I mean, I was fucking with that shit, my nigga. The Varnell Hill line was dope. Varnell Hill, Martin Lawrence. Did you miss me? All that shit, I mean, that shit was fire. The Kendrick Lamar Be Humble line was cool. Man, Ole Red third was the best round of the battle, man. Your cats could be like DNA skin covered in dirt. That Super Mario Princess line was fire. T-Rex rubbed up on you, all that shit, man. That shit was crack, my nigga. I got Ole Red winning this shit 3-0, 2-1. If you want to, and like I say, even with the choke and Ole Red forgetting his rhymes, I still feel when he got back into his rhymes, it still was a little bit better than fucking Show Off's, man. You know what I'm saying? And Ole Red showed why he was the vet. You know what I mean? He really showed why he's the vet. So I got to give Ole Red this win. It wasn't a body bag 3-0 or 2-1, if you want. I got 3-0. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how everybody else is scoring that shit, but that's how I have it, man. Shout out to both those niggas, though, man. Shout out to my nigga Show Off. Shout out to Ole Red. Now, let's talk about JC and Big K, man. Shout out to ARP once again for getting this battle on his channel, man. You know what I mean? JC, this is a dope battle, man. I got to say, once again, this was a dope battle. Big K sets it off. The classic 30-minute Nintendo line, fire. The stained glass church window line was fire. Talking out your neck, throat cancer line, fire. The nigga Big K came out swinging, man. We have not seen this man since the Cortez battle. And I just thought he came out swinging in the first round. You know, the knife in the toaster, about to shock myself. The Death Row Michelet line was fire. I duck your fiance on Christmas Day. Fuck what he be on. I carry twins for Jay. Oh, that shit was fire. With the drum, I lay him flat, pick a hot wing. You ain't never had to kick a door down with a scully on your foot. All that. Yo, Big K's one-liners, man, are fucking crazy. And his four-bar setups are just fucking phenomenal, man. If I was in the crowd, I'd hit you with a tomato. And Big K got punches, wordplay, jokes. Solid round by Big K, man. Very solid round by Big K, man. You know what I mean? JC now. I'm a big JC fan, man. I'm not going to hold you niggas, man. I thought JC's first round was dope. It was dope. I mean, he said, you got to be pilled up to try and stop me. So on first take, they pop in Molly's like Jalen Rose. Because Jalen Rose and Molly, who's on first take, fire. So strap up like cool niggas passing. The cops line, that shit was fire. The gun title after the shot line, fire. JC got too many over-the-head bars, man. His bars are like once again, if a nigga in the room is listening to this cat, him in quantum physics, niggas like that, it's easier to decipher the shit they're saying on camera. You know, JC was breaking down how he felt, how battle rap is in his eyes now. Man, this nigga JC told Big K, there's still fans on the Norfolk streets They just switched to AF.
Yo! Come on, man. That Norfolk switched to...
Come on, man. Break a leg, tear a bone, Derrick Rose, all that shit was fire, man. Lord, man. I sent a pay shooter, he'll pop up, and you only gonna see him once, like Will Pops, Will Smith, or Fresh Prince, when he was Pops came to see. Ah, man. I'm in bed with the hammer next to me. I won't even let a nigga affect my sleep. He'll get the extra sleep. I'll even call it my rest in peace. The nigga JC, man, one-liners are just fucking phenomenal. I got JC winning round one, my niggas. I'm not going to hold you. Not taking nothing away from BK's first round, because BK's first round was dope, how we set it off. But I got to ride with JC in the first round, edging JC the first round. BK's round, second round now, he actually had a rebuttal for JC saying, you know, by the skills, how he shits on, how Big K shits on battle rap. Big K actually rebuttal that shit. I'm not used to seeing Big K rebuttaling shit. So that was actually dope to see him do that. And the rebuttal was actually on point. You know what I mean? I ain't never shit on battle rap. That ain't really true. Like them jeans you rocket. That was a haymaker because he actually talked about JC's fucking jeans that he had on. So it was like two rebuttals. Or, you know, a rebuttal and something off the top of the dome that he's rapping about. So I actually gave him points for that, man. The Wet Peppermint line was fire. The Rap-A-Lot J Prince line was dope. Man, the nigga Big K punches, man. They come at you so goddamn fast, man. Fuck your pen game, believability. You dead last. What I'm cooking, even a trailer blowing up, that's a meth lab. All that shit is fucking crazy, man. If we was in a cell, I'd beat him and phone check him, knife him in his ass. Blood would have shitty scream and Gnome 7 or something. That shit was just fucking crazy, man. The Ghost Castlevania line was fire. Man, Big K was heating up, man. Like, line after line, punch after punch, the four-bar setup. Shit is so lit with this nigga, man. A bunch of 40s in the crib. Like, looks like a G-Thang video, Snoop's G-Thang video. A bunch of 40s in my crib. Shit crazy, man. He took some shots at Smack. Yeah, Big K took some shots at Smack. When he's taking shots at Smack, I'm sitting there wondering to myself, well, damn, I wonder if he's going to actually ever battle URL again. Now, you can say they're light, but, you know, URL could probably be saying, okay, we're being petty now because you took a shot at the big homie Smack. You know what I mean? Big K clearly said, and I quote, I was never scared to burn bridges because I knew how to swim. I was fucking with that, man. Listen, man. Round two. Now, the beginning of JC's second round was straight. After that, it took him a while to heat up. He was like in and out, like double dutch to me in the second round. The Pee Wee Herman line was solid. I just felt like JC was taking a while to heat up, y'all. While Big K, by this time in his second round, punching and getting at you, JC. Like, getting at you, my nigga. The Guantanamo Bay, the Pen is Filthy line, that was dope. The facade, just hospital gown. Soon as you check them, they all got to put on a front. That was fire. I would clearly give second round to Big K, though, man. Like, he landed more blows and haymakers, man. Like I said, JC was kind of up and down. Some stuff hit here and there, but overall material, I got to give it to Big K in the second round, y'all. Now, round three, Big K, man. Two things I noticed about Big K in his battle. One, that he can rebuttal, and he has a freestyle on deck when he decides to freestyle a rebuttal or some shit. He actually could do that. JC was rocking a sweater that had a $20 bill on it, and Big K said, how your shirt got $20 on it, but you didn't pay $20 for it. The nigga jokes. His jokes be landing, man. Sometimes battle rap fans, you niggas be having problems with niggas' jokes and say they're not bars. I never understood how a joke can't be a bar. Like, what the fuck is that about? Like, huh? Anyway, his jokes were really landing, man. He had a lot of little man jokes towards JC. You need your hands held while crossing the street. That was funny. The silent Bob line was dope. the Chutes and Ladders shit was fire. The nigga told JC, I heard you got a son. God bless. Amazing grace. I hope you raise him to be a man and not a waste of space. But just know the day gonna come when he gonna try to break your face. Judging by the way you built, be by the age of 8. That shit was fire. That shit was fire, man. Surviving off Kid Cuisine and using forks, that shit was funny. You know, listen, man, Big K's third round was fire, man. When you pass the middle school, the kids mean mug you. Big K third was fire, man. Now, as I'm listening to Big K's third round, I'm thinking to myself, all right, JC, I got this 1-1 right now. And Big K just spit some fire in this third round. Is it really beatable? JC, to me, had to be on his pen game in the third round because Big K just landed some fire. The Cloverfield line by JC was all right. We said you slaughtered legends on King of the Dot, so why you ain't get a chance for the belt? Because it's not a perk. You put in work, but that season help. That shit was okay. The Flint Fawcett line was fire. I felt like JC was rhyming to the crowd sometimes in this round. You know, that he's nice with it, but he wasn't really attacking Big K the way I thought he'd be attacking Big K. You know, first round, once again, man, I'm giving it to JC. Round 2 and 3, I'm giving it to Big K. I got Big K winning this 2-1. And once again, listen, me and Big K have no relationship. The niggas blocked me on Twitter. I fucked with JC. Big JC to win this battle going into this battle. But I got to keep it a stack. Big K, in my opinion, got this 2-1, man. So that's just how I felt about the event. Please go support ARP, Rare Breed Entertainment, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Part 5, Rap Grid. Support it, $35. Not going to kill you niggas, man. You already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking podcast. Once again, shout out to ARP. Y'all niggas have a good night. You already.